Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I am a, chess associate of Emory's. Emory meant a great deal to a lot of us. I met Emory probably about 1979 or 80. I saw him at the Chicago Palmer House where there was a tournament. And I was hearing a lot about this Tate guy, thinking, who is this Tate guy? And then I see him walking in, striding with his usual confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Very athletically built. And I proceed to hear him speak with a certain type of melody. He had a certain way of speaking. And I was able to play him a few games, and our styles were very similar, so the games were very tactical and very violent. I might add that he won those initial games. But Emory was, I won't say he was a chess player, he was a chess performer. He performed chess. So when he finished the game, he would ask someone, let me show you this game. And so that he would proceed to, in a melodramatic way, describe this game like no one else can describe it. And you would hear people buzzing, saying, well, Emory, or we called him Tate in the chess world, that Tate's going over his game. And so people would start to circle around him. There he is sitting with this board going over move by move, using colloquialisms, using poetry, using going into different languages, telling jokes. It was really a scene.
Yeah.
So there would be 30 or 40 people craning their necks, standing on chairs, watching him. One time in 2000, after he had gone over his game, as he rose from his chair to leave, there was a thunderous applause that broke out. That just doesn't happen in chess. It doesn't happen. And there are two chess players back here that I see, Suleiman and Joe, who can attest to that. But I will tell you this, those who may have some kind of reservations about how he spent his life, for us as chess players, we're indebted to the Tate family for allowing him to express themselves through this, not just a game, but obviously a sport, a science, and an art. He was an artist. He could have been a lawyer, he could have been a professor, he could have been a doctor, he could have been a poet, a cook, you name it, and he would have been good at it.
Yes, he would.
But how many of those individuals who practiced those fields can look back and say that they became a legend? No, he is a legend.
Yes, he is.
He wasn't at the top of the chess world, but the contributions he made and the selfless nature in which he gave was like you've never seen it. He was brash, he was cocky, he was all of that. But his games were just full of energy and full of excitement. And to me, we had our moments. We shared our father stories. He told me about his father. I told him about my father, who was one of Kennedy's bodyguards. And he spoke to me very gently. Even if I made a mistake on his articles, I've written about 36 articles on it. Even when I made a mistake, it was very gentle. You know, he would just kind of tell me in a way, and then I would go back and correct it, you know, while I had a chance. But I am honored to be addressing Emory's family and his beloved mother here, who he would come back to Alabama to help his daughter, his beautiful daughter, Janine, and Andrew. He used to always tell people about his kickboxing son, Andrew. I used to overhear him speaking about how his son was this champion kickboxer. You know, so much pride and so much love for the people who are close to him. And I also felt that bit of love in the times that we had together. So to the Tate family and to Mama Emma, you did a wonderful job. And thank you for raising such a beautiful son. We love him in the chess world, and his memory will live on.
Thank you.